Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR. More Than Money. We're in the middle of tax season, Faisal.
We thought it was the end of it now.
Well,
I
don't
know. Got a week to
go. Come on. So many forms come in late. Come on. You and I both know this is the heat of the battle right now.
I think the tax season for filing, we're at the end of it, but the tax season for understanding and getting prepared for the future is happening now.
Well, it's happening every day. And so we want to talk about this because it's a sensitive topic for a lot of people right now, right? And so taxes is the single biggest line item for most people in retirement,
yep.
Right? It will have the biggest impact over time of their ability to sustain and support the lifestyle that they want. And so it's one of those topics. And we thought, let's talk a little bit about taxes and from a retirement perspective, investment perspective, when we trigger those things, like it extends beyond that, but with a focus on that, there's sort of three points in time that people really need to be cognizant of from a tax perspective.
Yeah, there are three points in time when you end up having to pay tax in your retirement. Yeah. And they are when you make money, when you take money, and when you die.
Right.
Those three points, when you make, take, or die, that's a key point to remember. So in your non-registered accounts, your corporate accounts, well, every time you make money, you buy and sell, you made some dividends or interest, you're going to be paying tax,
right?
Potentially. When you take money out of your RSPs or you take money out of your company,
right?
Potential tax,
right?
Right. And then when you pass away, potential tax there as well. So there are only three points through your retirement. Now, the hardest part is when people get a surprise,
right?
Okay. So you're going through life, you're retired now, Dave, and all of a sudden, you're filing your income tax, it's you, Dave, so it's probably on the 29th of April.
I'm done.
Are you done? Congratulations. One out of the last 52 years, you're in advance. Great job. So you've filed your income tax, and you go, uh-oh, it's a lot more taxes I have to pay this year than last year, and I wasn't ready. I was surprised. I didn't realize we made this much money, right? Which is a good problem to have. When you make money, that's a good problem to have.
Well, you can only pay tax if you're making money.
Yeah, versus the opposite.
Right.
I lost a lot of money.
Right.
Because if you never pay tax, that means you've never made money.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so in this situation of a surprise, the concern comes up is, okay, now should we adjust the investment strategy because of the surprise tax bill? How do we determine when to pay capital gains tax, for example, or when do we start to sell an investment? Should the tax situation dictate that, or where does it rank in a strategy, especially when you're approaching or living in retirement?
Yeah, so I typically separate the investment decisions from the tax strategy. Because you and I were talking about this, to incorporate a tax strategy into investment decisions, there's a whole bunch of unknowns that make that impossible to do, right? Because you'd have to know precisely what the economy is going to be doing, what positions you're going to be invested in next year, not this year, and so on and so forth. Not possible. So my position on this, Faisal, is that when you're making investment decisions, the investment decisions are made on the fundamentals and the merits of the investment decision alone, period. Period. Right? There's no point in making money and giving it all back to avoid paying tax, right? That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
So I think you separate that. But that doesn't necessarily mean there aren't tax strategies, right? So if you got that surprise that you're talking about in any given year, does it mean that you're done, that you don't have any options going forward to try to mitigate some of that tax impact over time? And the answer is that's not true.
Yeah.
Right? There are strategies. For instance, if you have loss carry forward, right? So if you had losses 20 years ago, you can carry them forward, which could minimize taxes this year, okay? If you don't have any of that, and you got a gain this year, and you run into a recession 3 years from now, and you take some losses, then you can carry that back in time for 3 years and recover on some of that tax.
Correct.
So tax strategy is different than the investment decision.
So here comes the problem with the tax situation and people's investments outside of TFSA and RSPs.
Yes.
Okay. Tax strategy, or sorry, tax filing is done on an annual basis. And individual Canadians become siloed on a year-by-year basis of their taxes.
Right.
A tax strategy is not a year-by-year thing.
Right.
We use the terminology 3D. The 3D strategy is a longer-term view of keeping taxes low for throughout your retirement.
Right.
The 3Ds stand for deduct, divide, and defer. Now, when you look at those three D's, you don't want to just focus every single year and only in that year, because you miss out on other periods of time, like when you take money out of your RSPs, in the event of you passing away, all these different scenarios that come up, you want to have a longer term play. Now, in every year, the tax lever that you can pull happens based upon markets. And let's take last year, 2021, good year in the markets. People might have sold some investments, made a capital gain. Early part of 2022, not such a good year.
Right.
You could realize some losses to offset some of those gains. Yes, you pay Revenue Canada or CRA in advance, but you could get that back if 2022 doesn't turn out to be a good year. You could get some of that back the following year.
Right.
By just adjusting that tax return. So there are levers you can play by year, but the big one is more about the longer term strategy, which we call 3D.
Right.
Now, when you are in retirement, I think the one thing that people need to focus on is how do you keep your taxes low? This is the secrets of keeping your taxes low. When you are in retirement, number one piece that you should look at is what we call the withdrawal strategy or sequence of withdrawal.
Right.
How and where you take your money from, CPP, old age security, RSP, non-registered money, TFSAs, all the different pools of capital, pension income.
Yep.
Do you have a spouse or are you a solo retiree?
Yes.
All these different scenarios will dictate which areas do you take money out of, which is the sequence of withdrawal. That's the number one piece. The number two piece of the secrets that you can look at is can you transfer some of that tax liability to a significant other or somewhere else, right? There are strategies in place, and this was too short of a show to talk about all the different strategies that are out there, but there are ways that you can minimize your taxes throughout your retirement by just transferring that tax liability to other sources. That's another. And then transitioning assets.
Right.
There's an opportunity to transition some of your assets, move them around in order to deduct or divide or defer at any point in time.
Right.
So looking at those three secrets, number one, the sequence of withdrawal. Where do you take your money from? Number two, transferring liability. How do you can transfer that tax liability somewhere else where it's lower or less or zero?
Yeah.
And number three, transitioning assets so that you can make sure that you can deduct, divide, or defer. Those three are the key secrets to keeping taxes low throughout your retirement. But it's not a year-by-year plan.
Yeah.
It's a longer-term plan with levers you can pull year-by-year.
And I'm just going to we'll just finish up the segment by saying the tax strategy is layered all through. Like we talk about the four buckets all the time. It's layered all through these different buckets, right? And it has tendrils that touches everything. And it's not to say that we don't look on a year-to-year basis, but it has to be dynamic because taxes change all the time, right? And I think that's an important element too. So have a strategy in place, make sure it's dynamic. It's not focused on a singular year like your retirement. It's spread across that whole period of time.
Yeah, and that's why your post-filing strategy or meeting is important. After you've filed your income taxes, you should be sitting down with your finance team, your financial advisor, your portfolio manager, and say, hey, guess what? Dave, Faisal, we just got a big capital gain last year. What are we going to do to offset that this year? We can pull some levers. Or if you had a big capital loss last year, what are we going to do to offset that? Or whatever the situation may be from a tax perspective, the post-filing conversation needs to take place. So you've got the next 8 months.
Right. To prepare.
To pull on those levers.
That's exactly right. I think that's a great piece. Like I said, there's lots of moving parts here. We can't do justice to all of it, but there are lots of options for people. Now, we've got to talk about all this stuff,
correct?
Right? Tax is an important piece of it, we said. Largest sort of single line item for most people in retirement.
We are going to go into detail about how this tax strategy works. We are going to go into more of a detail on how to protect your income, still give you growth, lower your taxes, have money available in the event of a health issue like long-term care or home care, and still pass on assets or your wealth to the people you want to pass them on to, and make sure that no matter what happens in the economy in the world, you are protected along the way. We're going to discuss our solution to all those problems on Tuesday, April 26, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.